I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Zlatko Čosić is a St. Louis video artist, and he's going to join us a little bit later to talk about two new installations of his work, one at Laumeier Sculpture Park, the other at the Bruno David Gallery. And on Soundbites with Sauce Magazine, we have the scoop on St. Louis karaoke bars. Well, tomorrow night, the Black Rep presents a night of art and cabaret to benefit its education and community programs. Ron Himes, the Black Rep's founder and producing director, is here, along with actor and singer Kingsley Leggs, last seen in St. Louis at the Muni, and Porgy and Bess, and we welcome you both to the program. Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So be honest with me, Ron. What's been your experience with karaoke, and did you regret it?
Well, I'm not much of a karaoke guy. I've done it once, I think, on a cruise ship. Yeah.
You think?
I think. I don't remember. But I think I did it once on a cruise ship.
Well, Kingsley, how did karaoke prepare you for Broadway?
Well, you know, there's no preparation quite like karaoke. It's fun to do, you know, with friends and on vacation. It's really fun.
The last thing I would want to do would be at a karaoke bar and be singing and then have the other people singing, you know, Broadway performers.
Right, yeah. But you were kind of banned from karaoke.
I think you should be. Ron, the proceeds from tomorrow night's Night of Art and Cabaret is going to benefit the Black Rep's education and community programs. Why is that important to you?
Well, because, and specifically two programs of our education and community programs. We have a program called Put a Child in a Seat, where we give free tickets to students. And then we have our summer performing arts camp, and so it's also to generate scholarship funds for our summer program. So those two programs we think are really, really important. And actually, the group of ladies that came to approach us who wanted to raise funds for those two programs, mm-hmm. they wanted to make sure that more young people had an opportunity to see live theater and that more young people had opportunities to study at the summer camp.
Tell me a little bit more about that Put a Child in a Seat program and, you know, why that's important for a young kid.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I tell people my story. I don't remember seeing a live play till I was a freshman in high school. Hmm. And I think it was only then because I was in the honors group. And so, you know, the students in the honors group got to go to cultural events, which didn't make sense. It seemed like everybody else needed it more than we did, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we were the ones who got to go to the symphony. And, you know, I remember seeing my first play at the Rep, going to the art museum on, you know, field trips. And so when we started the company, one of the things that I was committed to was making sure that other kids, students, did not have that same experience, that we started to expose children to theater at as early an age as we possibly could. Uh-huh. And so one of the major parts of what we do besides our main stage program is to develop a series of plays that we take into the schools now. And we have shows that are grade-specific, curriculum-based. So we generally every year have a show that's for K through 5. We have a show that's for 6 through 12 in middle schools. And we take those shows into the schools. And, you know, and that's been tough these years as school budgets have been cut and bus budgets have been cut. But the student matinees that we do at the theater also where students are bused. Many instances we'll call schools who will be interested in coming to a matinee but can't afford it. They sometimes will ask their students to pay, and, you know, in many instances the students can't afford to pay. So we created this program. A couple of volunteers, again, stepped up, and they created this program called Put a Child in a Seat. And they would sit in our lobby during performances and solicit patrons who were coming to the theater to give a $10 or $15 donation. Because we have a $10 student rush ticket, so basically $10 would put a student in a seat. Mm. And that program has grown.
I can relate to that. I had a great uncle-in-law, sort of, when I was a kid that had box seats back when they had box seats at the Muni, and mm-hmm. we used to get those when we were in town. And just, I mean, that made an impression on me I'll never forget. Kingsley, you grew up in St. Louis. I don't know when you started your path to performance, but can you relate to that old concept of being young and not yeah. having the opportunity to maybe see a show?
Yeah, and you know, it's very important for kids to have arts programs. It's very important to the development of children. I remember, I think I saw my first play in maybe junior high school, you know. But it's just really, you know, a little difficult these years that so many of these programs are cut and you don't get that exposure. And it's really important to your child's development.
You know, I know a few adults that have hardly ever seen anything.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as that goes.
Well, you know, as I said, you know, as a freshman in high school seeing my first play, I had buddies who I hung out with who didn't see a play until I started The Black Rep.
No kidding.
Right.
Well, what do you think that does for a kid, being exposed to the arts in general and to, you know, theater specifically?
Well, one of the things I think, particularly in our instance, I think that for African-American kids, seeing African-American actors on stage lets them know that they can do it. It also has people on stage that they can identify with and stories that they can relate to.
Shows their stories are worth hearing.
Exactly.
Right?
And that they're out there. I didn't even realize, when I first came to The Black Rep, I didn't realize that there were so many black plays. You know, I was amazed that there were all these black plays.
Well, you know, when I was young, I think there was maybe like one black person on television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and if you're a little black kid growing up and you don't see people that look like you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the thing that I've seen now over the years through this exposure, because we certainly don't expect everybody to come see a play to want to be up on stage. But we've found that it also has taught people an appreciation for the theater and the importance of supporting theater.
That's Ron Himes. We're talking to Ron, as well as actor Kingsley Leggs, about a one-night event tomorrow night, a night of art and cabaret to benefit the Black Rep's community and education programs. Kingsley, so before you went on to play Mister on Broadway in The Color Purple, where did it all begin for you? Was it in high school?
Yeah, I did my first play at Normandy, which, you know, we have both have history there.
Yes, we do.
That was my first play. And then I went to college at Benedictine after that and studied music.
Didn't you want to be an opera singer at one time?
Yes, I did. I thought very seriously that that's what I was going to do. And then I graduated, and I was doing a job as a phone solicitor in Westport. And just by coincidence, the guy who was the manager there was a local comedian and had worked at the Black Rep. And he saw in my resume that I was, you know, was involved in the arts. And he said, hey, you know, they're having auditions at the Black Rep, and, you know, you should go down and check it out. And I went down, I got hired, and I quit the next day.
Wow. Good move. and then you did shows for the Black Rep for a long time.
Yeah, three or four years.
Mm-hmm. And your big break, though.
Is that all?
Yeah, I know it seems like long, because I did a lot of shows.
Right.
Crammed a lot in those 3 or 4 years. Didn't your big break sort of, I guess, come during that Miss Saigon thing? When?
Yeah, I had left here and moved to Chicago. And auditioned for the National Touring Company of Miss Saigon, which was to mount and do a year stint in Chicago. And while I was waiting for that job to start, I got a call asking if I was available to come to New York to do the show on Broadway. And so that was a very big break and the beginning of a lot of other good things to come.
And you're based in New York now. You do most of your work there? Do you travel a lot?
Yeah, mostly stage work and Broadway stuff in New York. I do still work a lot regionally around the East Coast and other areas. But I just came off two big national tours, Porgy and Bess, which did play here last summer,
right.
And Sister Act.
Sister Act.
Okay. Well, let's talk about tomorrow night. And Kingsley, you're going to be teaming up with a lady named Katie McGrath, and you're going to be doing some cabaret. So, Ron, what's on the program?
Well, actually, Katie McGrath is going to go on first. And Katie McGrath is going to be accompanied by Tom Townsend, and she's going to do a short set of standards, jazz standards. And then Kingsley's going to come on after her. But the evening will begin, the art show begins before the cabaret. And we've had about 30 artists and or art collectors who've donated a piece of art to the Black Rep to be sold, and the proceeds will benefit. Those are the proceeds from the art show. And so we've had artists like Marilyn Robinson, Leonard Hines, John Roselle, William Burton Jr., local artists and regional artists, who have given art, and though that will be a silent auction.
What type of art are we talking about?
All kinds. Dean Mitchell, who's done a couple of U.S. postal stamps.
Really?
We have a piece of his work. So it's some why we have a piece by Kababi. So it's a wide range of work.
365 Days of Dad, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that him?
That's him, right. And so that auction will go on in the early part of the evening. And then we have a few pieces that will be auctioned off in a live auction between Katie and Kingsley.
Well, Kingsley, so I know you've done a lot of Broadway and, you know, musical theater stuff. Do you have a background in cabaret?
Well, I've done so. I did some cabaret performances here in St. Louis many, many years ago, and I've done a few in New York. And I used to sing a lot with bands when I was abroad, just for fun. I would go out and sing with bands.
What kind of bands?
Just like R&B pop bands.
Yeah.
The set I'm doing tomorrow night is kind of a tribute to Al Jarreau, who's one of my favorite artists influenced me very early in my career.
He was one of mine, too, although I'm not a singer. But yeah. As a fan, let's put it that way. What about Al Jarreau spoke to you?
Well, I was introduced to him by my sister was dating a guy when she was in college many years ago, and she came home from school once with a couple of Al Jarreau albums. And I thought, and I listened, and I was like, oh, yeah, I like this guy.
He's kind of sophisticated.
And then I saw him in concert a couple of times, twice in one summer. And I just liked the vibe. I liked the jazz and the scatting and all of that. And He's a really a great vocalist and a stylist, and I think that was the thing that attracted me.
Why were you interested in coming back to St. Louis to do this tomorrow night?
Well, I think that goes without saying. I started my career here. I started my career at the Black Rep. I will always come back, and it always is important to me to support what Ron is doing and what he's trying to do and what he's dedicated his life to doing for almost 40 years here in this city. The Black Rep is a institution here, and I think it's very important that institution continues.
Wasn't it back in the mid-70s, Ron, when you – was it 23rd Street
23rd
Theater? That
St.
became
Louis
the Black
Avenue.
Rep eventually, right?
Right.
23rd Street Theater.
Right, at the corner of 23rd and St. Louis Avenue. We were there for 10 years.
And you did it because I guess there are very few avenues for Black performers or for groups that put on stories about Black people.
Right.
I guess, right?
You know, the important thing, I was talking to Felicia Shaw, the new director of the Regional Arts Commission, yesterday, and I was telling her that the interesting thing about us moving into the 23rd Street Theater, as we dubbed it, was that at that time there was not a Black cultural facility. And so we became sort of like the Black cultural clearinghouse. And that's why, you know, Kingsley mentioned doing cabaret. So we had, during those times, we had a dance company. We did 6 months of dance, 6 months of theater. We did cabarets on Tuesday. We showed independent Black films on Wednesday. So
I want to remind people that the Black Rep presents a night of art and cabaret. It's all to benefit their community and education program, so it's for a good cause. It's tomorrow evening. It's at your rehearsal and office space, which is out in U City on Olive.
Right, 6662 Olive.
Right, this is going to be tomorrow evening. The reception and silent auction at 5:30. Performance begins at 8 o'clock, featuring Kingsley Leggs and Katie McGrath, and some others will also be there. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have all that. One final thing, Kingsley. You mentioned you went to Normandy High School, and I just really briefly want to ask you, you know, Normandy is associated with a lot of stories over the last 14 months or so. Michael Brown graduated there, and so it's received a lot of attention that I'm sure you're aware of. And being a graduate and from here, how's that? It must be sort of a sad thing for you.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. I mean, because it was the city was different. The school was different. I graduated in 1979. It was a very mixed culture. And it was a really good school, and really respected and had funding and everything. So
we're glad you're back. On a positive note, we're glad you're back for this. It's a Black Reps, a night of art and cabaret tomorrow. Thank you, Kingsley Leggs, for coming back and being here today. And Ron Himes, always good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, it's All Things Karaoke. This is St. Louis Public Radio.